Yesterday I talked about a form of meditative wisdom that involves seeing the changing, inconstant nature of our experience, of our perceptions of experience, moment by moment, here. And the experience of change is related also to the presence of stability, of something which is not changing so much. In any given moment, they will be side by side, that which is changing, and some kind of reference of more stillness that highlights the change. However, when the more agitated the mind is, the more spinning the mind is, thoughts, the more likely we're caught up in concepts and ideas, spinning in them, which tend to give a sense of that things are enduring. Concepts endure through time. And part of the reason people get caught in the idea of permanence because they're relating to what's happening through the filter of their concepts, ideas. But as the thinking mind gets quieter, and as the mind becomes more stable, more still, we tend to see the inconstant nature of moment-to-moment experience. Busier the mind is, the less we see the moment-to-moment change. The quieter the mind, the more it's available. And as you're sitting here now, you might notice, if it's possible, just beyond the edges of your body, the stillness that's there. Kind of as if we're enveloped in stillness. And within this enveloping of stillness, there are the sensations, changing sensations of the body. Which are clearly localized here, this particular place and time, here in your body. The changing sensations of your body are an expression of the vitality of life, of living, the lived life of right now. We're only alive now in our direct experience. And the sensations of the body are an expression of that. And within the body, perhaps there's also some places of stillness. interspersed with whatever sensations are appearing and disappearing, or appearing and enduring for a while. And to take a few moments to feel that which is still, the stillness within. And how that stillness perhaps highlights that which is not still. And similar to stillness, it might be possible to have some kind of awareness of the space around your body, the spaciousness. The vast emptiness and quietness that's just beyond the edges of your body. Or perhaps there is no sharp edges between the body and the space around it. The eyes closed. Perhaps there's a diffuse boundary. Intermingling boundary of body and space. And you might be aware of the spaciousness, the space that's also within the body, or at least the way that perception finds spaciousness within. And the movement of breathing, movements of the body breathing, standing out in highlight from the stillness that's here. The particular sensations of breathing, standing out in highlight in the space around the sensations. And sometimes you might be aware of the stillness that surrounds your thinking. The space that's beyond the edges of your thoughts. Vast, open spaciousness within which thinking occurs. thinking is a kind of movement of the mind, highlighted by the stillness of the mind. Perhaps there are small pauses between your thoughts. Brief pauses where there is some sense of stillness or silence or space. It maybe becomes more interesting than the thoughts themselves. And then whatever effort you're making to be mindful, or whatever effort you're putting into anything else, the energy of the effort, the pressure, the tightness, the energy, whatever it might be, to feel the quality of the effort, quality of what you're engaged in. And perhaps that also can be sensed, felt, together with whatever sense of space, stillness, quiet that might be here. And perhaps you can let go into the stillness, into the space. let get not only letting go of your thoughts, but kind of like you're dropping into a cool or warm, refreshing pool of water. Let yourself go into the quiet or the stillness that's within. Quiet that gives a greater intimacy to what's happening with the breathing, the body. As you exhale, letting go of the grip with which you're gripping anything. Even if what you're gripping onto is the effort to practice. See if you can let go of that too, in favor of letting go into the awareness of a quiet mind. The sensitivity of a still and open heart. And you might, as you sit here, whatever whatever arises in awareness, see if you can know it with a quiet, spacious awareness. Know it with the simplicity of no commentary or judgments, no before or after, just something that arises. In the space and stillness, quiet of awareness.